he was on like a year ago saying, this group kills people, and if Trump really goes for disclosure, I think you're going to see a lot of death. Well, now it's official U.S. government study. Like, why? They're saying it's 11 scientists. Folks, it's hundreds. But it's people over gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity, folks. It's gravity manipulation, gravity control. And it's people involved with the secret space program, all of it. And they're saying, they're coming to kill me. They told me they are, and they're dead.
This dude, this katana-wielding dude, made a really big deal about, he was like, okay, listen to me. It's been independently discovered 4 other times. He said it's been suppressed every other time. This time, they're waiting for someone to publish. They're ready. And on the other side of the fence, there's multiple parties looking at each other like, didn't we tell this bitch 3 years ago that we kill people for this? Is she not listening? What is she doing? She's still doing it? What? We told her we were going to kill her 3 years ago. So I have these two different scenarios floating constantly in my life where I have people being like, do it, do it, do it. You're the one, do it. And then I have multiple people being like, they're going to kill you. Don't do it.
Every day that I have on earth is a gift and a blessing, and I'm very grateful for that. Because, frankly, people are disappearing. Scientists are going missing. Now they're saying they're going to investigate this. The president himself is saying they're going to look into this and see if anything's going on. It's a little bit scary. I got to say, it's a little bit scary. But you guys knew that I might still show up, even though it was last minute and I've had a really rough week. Like, you know, that's kind of like every week. But somehow we keep on making it through all of this.
Daniel List, we've had prominent UFO researchers commit suicide in the last few days and die. We have all these scientists dying. We have all these Chinese scientists dying. You're a very credible, prominent guy. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but have you started to get a little bit of your skin crawling, a little bit concerned yourself? Again, you know me, I'm not a dramatic guy with you personally, but I just wanted to ask that question up front. Hope you don't mind it. Are you getting a little creeped out here?
There's no question about it, and it's great to be back with you, Alex. I do want to actually spotlight that when you took on the UFO issue and started speaking about the secret space program, I noted a genuine uptick, and I mean serious uptick, in your legal issues. And I noted it sometime back in 2017, way back there.
Trump orders a real investigation, so he sends out investigators, and then all the key people die. It's pretty obvious.
There's no question about it. And I will say that, you know, Trump going on the record right there in February and saying we're going to release all of these records pertaining to the UFO file was gigantic.
To begin releasing government files relating to UFOs and unexplained aerial phenomena. And I figured this was a good crowd because I know you people, you're really into that. I don't know if I am. So I'm pleased to report today. I thought I'd save it for this crowd because you're a little bit out there, you know, a little bit. That this process is well underway, and we found many very interesting documents, I must say. And the first releases will begin very, very soon, so you can go out and see if that phenomena is correct. You'll figure it out. Let me know.
We do know that General McCasland was well respected by people who were pushing for UAP disclosure, including very senior people in Hillary Clinton's campaign back in 2016. We know he was planning to disclose UAP secrets in what was expected to be a Clinton presidency. And it's really interesting that this follows so closely, his disappearance follows so closely on the heels of President Trump's announcement that he was intending to declassify UFO files, a promise, by the way, which the president hasn't followed up on yet.
It was huge, and we saw it was, you know, interfered with by Obama, so we know that something strange was going on the inside.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
And then in the background there, you had a number of people who were silently being moved off the stage and eliminated. But I've also seen how this works directly. You know, we're talking about DOD billionaires hanging out in the background, hardware manufacturers, defense contractors. And if you have that stroke of history, when you look across it, you can see presidents warning about this through generations from Eisenhower.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is our last Sunday on InfoWars. Proud to know Alex Jones, proud to be a friend of Alex Jones and all the work they've done here on InfoWars. When I first hosted InfoWars, must have been, I don't know, 3 years ago now, was the first time we did it. I can't tell you all the people who said, associating yourself with Alex Jones, that's political suicide. I laughed. Are you kidding me? So I put Alex Jones in my campaign launch video. And we ended up getting 40% of the vote in Minnesota in 2024, more votes than any other Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Minnesota Republican Party history, except for the great Jason Lewis, who's another patriot I really respect and share a lot of the same views with. He's now out of politics. He used to have a radio show. A lot of people in Minnesota would know the name Jason Lewis. He was a House rep, but we hope guy like Jason Lewis would return to politics one day. I know he's living comfortable in Florida. Better place, better times, better politics. But it just goes to show you, like, even being on the show today, we're just going to tell the truth. We just have to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they will. And in terms of changing hearts and minds that way. Changing hearts and minds that way. Just tell the truth and let the chips fall where they will. But in a very practical and pragmatic sense, there's no way Abraham Lincoln would stand for this. There's no way that a Thomas Jefferson would stand for this. There's no way our founding fathers would stand for giving the country and government to people who openly say, we're going to leave the border for foreign invaders to cross. We're going to strategically and brazenly, I might add, undermine the fundamental pillars of us having a nation altogether. There's no way they would tolerate it. There's no way they would put up with it. And we shouldn't either. And people have to start getting their minds wrapped around that idea. And then we face an even more dangerous proposition. It's like, okay, and I said this the other day on my morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. at the White House. We do Free People Radio across all social media platforms. We'll be on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. If you want to call in to the show, we'll have the phone lines open around 7:20 a.m. Central. Call in, and then, you know, you get me in. We can debate. You can tell me, hey, Royce, you know, you're batshit, or, you know, just share with us what you're thinking. But I said on my show last week that the left is the controlled opposition. You have to understand that the fight for this country is on the right. The entire left is controlled opposition. And you could make a strong argument that the entire left has gone about this either psyop, psychological operation, or just the lunacy of their liberal worldview, all to distract all of us from what our elites are really up to. And I heard Alex Jones, allude to it a little bit earlier, and I was very disturbed to see President Trump and his comments about the FISA deal and say, hey, I'm willing to give up some of my sympathy. Mr. President, with all due respect, love you, support you, you know that. But we're not giving up any of our civil liberties, any of our freedoms in the interest of security. We're not trading our freedom for security, not one bit. And I say that in theory and in principle, but to an extent, we have given up a lot of our freedoms for security. So you can't be shocked that the sitting president would look at it and go, who are you all fooling? You're willing to give up your security for your freedom for security every day. And we have been, and we have to turn that around. The answer is not to continue to let the avalanche slide downhill. The answer is to build a dam, to build a levee, and say, we're not going to give another inch. Digital ID, social credit scores, central bank digital currency, robots teaching the kids. You know, just stop. Just cut it out. And I grew up in a culturally Marxist Democrat community. I understand their fundamental philosophy. That's why people say, oh, well, you can't win. You're further right than the president, or you're further right than Bannon, or you're far, far right. Is it really far right to say we don't want robots teaching our children? Is that too far? I mean, sure, for people who want to cut our children's penises off, I'm sure that would seem far. Although I kind of think their idea and their way of parenting and children is way further from the norm than ours. And that's what I mean. They just gaslight us, and we just go round and round in circles with them. It's like, come on, guys, what are we talking about here? I'm a lifelong professional athlete, two-sport professional athlete, basketball, mixed martial arts. And I could have probably played whatever professional sport I wanted, whichever one I would have gotten into. Could have played tight end in the NFL. Probably could have played quarterback. I was a quarterback when I was young. Could have played in the NFL. I don't know if I could have played hockey. I got a lot of respect for the hockey guys. Shout out to Jack Hughes and the USA boys who won the gold. I could have played baseball. You know. But as a professional athlete, and this goes back to the story about my son, and you know, well, you're abusing him. Yeah, I'm abusing him for yelling at him. I'm abusing him for grabbing him by the arm and saying, hey, you don't disrespect your parents. You don't use profanity with your parents ever under any circumstance. If you do, I'll break my foot off in your behind, boy. And you damn sure do not have any pot out in back of my garage. I mean, why would I listen to people who believe in participation medals, celebrate mediocrity, and want to cut my son's penis off? Why would I listen to them about parenting or about coaching or training athletes? Why would I listen to a liberal white woman about how to coach a young man to be an elite athlete? Why? Why would I listen to them about parenting? And see, I'm making a point. We've actually given the jurisprudential precedent, the power of the court, the judiciary, to people who have stripped this country of our right to properly discipline our children. Yet every day they make it increasingly more normal, more accepted to mutilate them. What have we done? We can never give this country back to these people. And they can take InfoWars down, and they can try and bankrupt Alex Jones. And if I had a couple billion dollars, I'd give Alex the billion. Honestly. Because it's a crying shame. It's a crying shame that they're even allowed to do it. In my opinion, that's my opinion. I don't speak for Alex. I don't speak for anybody else. I speak for me. My opinion, and it's a crying shame that they're even allowed to do it. And I told you all on my podcast 2 years ago when the lawsuit first came down, I said, there goes our freedom. And I guess everybody kind of takes it as casual because it's just one man. You know, it's like, well, Alex shouldn't have said this, and so he's the one who has to deal with the bankruptcy and the whole thing. It's like, okay, if you want to play it like that, fine. But we all know how that ends. And all my fellow Jewish Americans, you certainly know how it ends. When the many watch the few go through persecution and they stand by and don't say anything. Black people, you know how that goes. I think everybody in the country knows how that goes. When you watch one man be reamed by corruption and an unjust legal system, you kind of just watch and say, well, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. Okay. But you do. But you do, though. You certainly do. And I tell people, and the reason I bring up the race thing, and I don't mean to harp on it, but, you know, they're trying to smear me in Minnesota because I'm Black, Mexican, and Norwegian. I represent a and I hate to use this word, but a multicultural referendum. I can go into the Black and Mexican community and say, are you seriously going to let these people cut your son's penis off? Are you not going to make them clarify that point before you vote for these people? And then on top of it, you're going to let them steal $20 billion from you? What in the world are you thinking? In what world? I can do that. I'm willing to do that. I've done that. That's why I got 40% of the vote, despite not having an endorsement from the president or any one of the Republican Congress members who are here in Minnesota. I still got 40% of the vote. Because I supported the president with no shame. And people saw that. And people saw my genuine support of President Trump and my genuine willingness to be persecuted, like by a liberal judge and a Hennepin County court, to save this country. People saw that. And even though in my own community, be it both Mexican and Black, and I'm there all the time because I still coach in the city. I still coach the high school boys in the cities. And sure, people may hang their hat, or, I mean, you know, hang their nose or thumb their nose in private. They would never come say it in person because I'm not the kind of guy you just come up and mouth off to. But they may have their opinions about my politics, but they know that they have to respect me. And a good portion of them respect that I'm willing to talk about what's real, regardless of the party. I've just always been a person who talks about things that are real. Like after George Floyd died, let's go talk about how the money works. Let me bring you to the Federal Reserve. When the Uyghurs were being hauled off into concentration camps in China, I'm saying free the Uyghurs. Not by U.S. military intervention, but free the Uyghurs. If we're going to place an emphasis on humanitarianism and altruism and race and injustice and tyranny and all these other things, we say President Trump and white men are guilty of, the same standards should be held to the Chinese. And the fact that the left doesn't tells us exactly who they are and what their motivation really is. You don't believe in justice. You don't believe in freedom. You don't believe in peace. You don't believe in rights. But I can go down there and talk to people, and I will go down there and talk to people. I'll continue to do that. I'll continue to try and heal and unify this country along the BS racial lines, because at the end of the day, it's just a distraction. It's just a distraction. The crime's out of control in the Black community. The cuckery is out of control amongst white people on both sides of the aisle. The crime is out of control with Black people in this country. And the cuckery is out of control with white people on both sides of the aisle. And the net result is the government's just taking it from us, hand over fist, just taking it. You're going to take it. We'll steal $2 trillion up. Department of Defense, now Department of War, up. $2 trillion goes missing. You know, just deal with it. Suck it up. We got Muslims to fight. It's for the military. It's for our servicemen. Oh, shut your mouth. Excuse me, Mr. Adam Schwarzy, Mr. Navy man. I respect your service, and that's where it stops. Ain't no amount of service, ain't no amount of red, white, and blue cosplay going to get me to excuse $2 trillion going missing every time we have an audit of the Department of Defense. I don't care how many years you served or where you served or what you did or what your medals are. I don't care. And that's what makes a General Flynn honorable. Served this country. He loves this country. He understands the importance of a strong military. So do I. But we're not going to let people steal money from us, which is essentially stealing our freedom based on an exchange for security. And it's a false sense of security at that. It's a false sense of security. And that's what I'm really appealing to here. Hey, if you're going to dump $20 trillion into a military, at least use it. Use it then. Use it so we don't have to keep playing this game where we give our country back to communists every 2 to 4 years. Just use it. I know that sounds radical. I know. And I struggle. I'm conflicted with it, you know, even myself. On a day-by-day basis, I go, man, should we really do that? Should we really take it there? I don't know. Maybe we should. Then we're going to have to sort out the righteousness of our own leadership, and that's not an easy task either. That's a tough task. Making sure our leaders stay righteous within that, you know, that that reconstruction, that reformation of things. It's like Abraham Lincoln wrestled with it. He wrote about it. You can go and read it. He wrote about suspending habeas corpus. He's like, man, you know, with the utmost scrutiny of himself, he wrote about being conflicted and doing it. But he rationalized and said, if I don't do this, there won't be a United States of America. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Is anybody out there, you guys think I'm nuts? We're going to give our country back to people who want to cut little boys' penises off and make that normal? Are you, excuse me? It's like we're so kind, and they call us Christians judgmental, but I think we're very tolerant. I think we're very tolerant of some radically unhinged ideas. And they'll say, oh, Royce, you're unhinged. You're unhinged. You support President Trump. You're unhinged. Alex Jones is unhinged. You know, the entire Republican Party is unhinged. They're racist. They're white supremacists. They're Nazis. No, you want to cut little boys' penises off, even if you casually condone it in common conversation, in common parlance, even if you casually condone it. It's so far from acceptable and normal or healthy that you should be discredited. You're the one who's unhinged. You people are unhinged. It's like we play this game with them, though. We want to play this back and forth. I don't want to do it. I'm going to run for United States Senate, and let's hope that the Minnesota Republicans do not embarrass themselves by nominating a pro-choice, pro-amnesty, anti-2A sideline NFL reporter in this nation's darkest hour. On the brink of a constitutional crisis, you've got to be kidding me. Let's hope that Minnesota Republicans don't embarrass themselves that way. But it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me one bit. Honest to God, it would not shock me one bit if it turns out that Greg Gutfeld and Fox News still have so much juice with middle white America that you people are willing to vote in a soft, Gucci pump-wearing sideline reporter who's pro-amnesty, pro-choice, and anti-2A in this nation's darkest hour. That would not surprise me. Or an Adam Schwarzy, because, you know, everybody loves a guy who served 20 years in two of the most disreputable wars in our nation's history, Afghanistan and Iraq. Iraq, complete sham. Most of the guys who served say they regret us ever going there in the first place. Afghanistan, we went there. The world's poppy production was 3%. When we left, it was 90-something percent, and you got a fentanyl crisis on your own shores in your own neighborhood. And, I mean, we left in disgrace. I don't know. If you come into a Republican Party convention and you lead with, I served in these two wars, I'm not impressed, dude. I'm just telling you, I'm not impressed. Thank you, but I'm not impressed. Thank you, I admire it, but I'm not impressed. If that makes sense, I'm just not going to let that be the guiding principle of this next chapter in American politics. Come on, give me a break. Adam Schwarzy. You don't even know the name out there because he's nobody. But he's everywhere and nowhere at the same time because he's a firm part of the military-industrial complex. He's a State Department shill. Worked for, you know, who walks into, at a time where the CIA and the State Department are in such great question, under such great scrutiny, who walks into any political event and leads with, the last place I worked was the State Department? Are you kidding me? Excuse me. Anybody who worked for the State Department is in question. Obviously. Anybody who worked for the State Department recently is in question. Why? Because they tried to run a coup on the president. That's why. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's right out there in the open. Adam, I was the co-chair of Nikki Haley's presidential campaign in Minnesota. I mean, people are still, Nikki Haley, Jesus, Nikki Haley. Why'd you do it, Adam? Why'd you let him use your name to be a co-chair? Talking about one of my U.S. Senate opponents here in Minnesota, the name's Adam Schwarzy, former Navy man, and his claim to fame is the Navy, the SEALs never fail a mission. The SEALs never fail. That's the SEAL brand. And the SEALs are amazing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're badass, but excuse me, why did you support Nikki Haley in this nation's darkest hour? Why did you let them use your name to be a co-chair of her campaign here in Minnesota? I didn't know what they were using my name for. You didn't know? You didn't know what they were using your name for? You might have wanted to double check. Mr. National Security, Mr. Politics are the most important thing in your life. You didn't know what they were using your name for? No, I let them use my name. I just didn't know where it was going to... Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, you little weaselly liar. Groveling at the feet of Tim Scott, who's another uniparty cuck, and all of Mitch McConnell's band of running dogs. I cannot believe that people in this country still even consider supporting these folks. Oh, why'd you donate $2,000 to Nikki Haley? I went to a gala. I went to a fundraiser, a dinner with my girlfriend. My girlfriend likes Nikki Haley. Disqualifying. There ain't no good, you know. And you see what's happening with me. I'm at odds with my ex-wife, who I was recently living with, and everything was fine. But you're not going to be dressing like a Satanist on your social media and be support that. It just ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. You're not going to dress like a demon and live in the same house with me. No. Uh-uh. And you damn sure aren't going to force me to donate to Nikki Haley. I'm just telling you guys, we're at that crossroads in this country. Either you're gonna elect men to lead you, real men. Either you're gonna elect real men to lead you, or you're gonna lose your country. And this tacit approval of the cannibalization or the shutting down of InfoWars is a canary in the coal mine. That you still believe in these courts, you still believe in these kangaroo legal proceedings. You still believe in the liberal judge who granted a 50-year OFP against me with no evidence. You believe in the system. On the left, you say the system is guilty. You believe in the system. You're desperate for the system. You love the system. You crave the system. On the right, we're willing to challenge the system. We're willing to lead 10,000 people to the front door of the Fed. Alex Jones is willing to question the legitimacy, the truthfulness of the propaganda that we're given. President Trump, at least up until recently, is willing to challenge the entire framework of global politics. And we still pray that there's that peace in them that sees and says to these people, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bring in the digital ID. No. Not going to do it. I'm not going to keep fighting these wars for these other countries. And he threw down on Israel a little bit. He told them, you got to stop what you're doing in Lebanon. They're not going to stop. And then what? And we may find ourselves in a position where President Trump is forced to drop a hammer on the Israelis and kibosh this entire foreign adventure we have going on right around the same time. He has to make a tough decision to never give this country back to people who don't believe in having a country. And if that sounds crazy to you out there, you have to ask yourself how important having a country is to you. Royce White, I'm here on Sunday Night Live, The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back in a moment.
CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this hazard put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandershore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexandershore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexandershore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexandershore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Sunday Night Live, InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White. I'm the Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've just been talking about never giving the government back to the leftists because they're absolutely crazy. And there's a lot of them. And that scares us because we believe in the heresy of democracy. We've been told for many years that, many generations, no matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, no matter how crazy these people show they are, we should always try and appeal to their sensibilities. They have no sensibilities. They want to mutilate your children's genitals. They want to cut your son's penises off. There is no sensible thing in that whatsoever. It's the most unsensible thing you could possibly imagine. You know, and for all the men out there, it's just like, I mean, you see a guy get hit in the groin and you can feel it. I mean, just if you take a moment right now and you just think about having your snipped off. I mean, it's just like, what in the world are we even talking about? But we have this issue where we are so susceptible. We are so susceptible to mass opinion, to groupthink. Even us on the right, it's like, well, is that really right? Is it right? Is what right? Is it right for us to forsake everything that it means to be a country in America? not even just America, but just to be a country, just as a universal standard. What the universal standards are of being a country, a nation with its people's prosperity and long-term survival in mind. The universal standard is you have a border, you don't cut your natural-born son's penises off. That's just like the universal standard of we want to have a nation. So when people start to make that the pillar of their political worldview, it's obvious that the goal, the motivation is actually to destroy the country. Why would you ever give the country back to people like that? They can window dress it however they want to. It's just, we're not buying it. And none of them want to come, none of them want to debate me. The only time the mainstream media even discusses me is when they have and if you can there in the studio, bring back up the picture of the liberal judge. This is the front page of the Minneapolis, now Minnesota Star Tribune, formerly the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is the front page. A 50-year OFP issued by a liberal Hennepin County judge with no evidence whatsoever, very little evidence, only if you count the my ex-wife's testimony solely as credible and evidence. But, it wasn't even credible testimony because I had four eyewitnesses show up and refute every single claim made in her petition. And the liberal judge just disregarded the four eyewitnesses. And I can't tell you how many people have read this article in the last few days and contacted me, emailed me, and said they went through the same thing. Not that I didn't know people go through similar stuff, but man, I've gotten like 15 phone calls of people who are like, man, I was in the family court system and the exact same thing happened to me. I had witnesses, I had evidence, I had text messages, I had all kinds of stuff. And the judge just dismissed it, just disregarded it. Judicial supremacy. And if we're going to start to clean this country up, it needs to start with the courts. Mr. President, you are so right. Stonewall Jackson, there's a problem with these attorneys. You are absolutely correct, sir. Please, please. The mass deportations, the foreign wars, the twos and fews, all the things in between. The way to start to right this ship is if we start to clear these benches of these traitors. Mr. President, start to clear the benches of these traitors. The traitors. We don't have to arrest them. We're not going to hang them. I think they should hang the guy who tried to assassinate you. I really do. But we're not going to arrest and hang these people. That would be a lack of temperance. Now, there's some people from the deep state. There's some people from the deep state who tried to run a coup. Them, we may have to bring up on capital punishment charges. I'm just going to throw that out there. There's some people in the deep state that might need to see their day at the gallows. I'm just saying. If it turns out to be true that they were intentionally, subversive, it is what it is. The law reads the way the law reads. But they'll say the same thing about us, and they will start to do it. And there's nothing, I've been thinking about this lately as a Christian man. The scripture says we'll be persecuted for his name's sake. There's nothing that says that we have to die. There's nothing to say that we have to accept being killed in the name of Jesus. We have to accept the persecution. We'll be persecuted. And we're right to accept that. That's why in the beginning of the speech, I said, I thank God for the strength to stand in the fiery crucible of scrutiny and persecution the same way his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, did. I thank God for that strength. But there's nothing that says we have to accept dying or being killed. We're going to be persecuted for it. We'll even be persecuted in victory. We'll even be persecuted in power. We don't have to accept being killed by these people. I get the sense, and I'm just going to say this to everybody in the audience. I know you may not like it, but I really feel this way. I get the sense that the post-Enlightenment form of Christianity has the same propensity towards self-destruction and a sort of faux sense of martyrdom, that the left has about their secular and atheist revolutionary martyrdom. It's the same motif. And when are we going to break free from that? We might as well go up in flames with the leftist suicide, the suicidal leftists, if we're not going to break away from this Christian modality that says, in the name of Christ, we have to accept being killed by people who mock Christ. No, we don't. No, we don't. You better remember the Crusades. Remember when Christians fought the Muslims there for Jerusalem. And oh, by the way, I believe in the three-state solution. Three-state solution. Okay, I know the Christian Zionists are going to hate my guts. Fine. You don't think that Jerusalem should be a Christian state? You got to look in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror. You don't believe that Christians should have a state there in Israel, in the Middle East, in the area? You don't think that we should have Jerusalem and Nazareth? Okay, fine. And who are we? We're just going to wait around for these transgender jihadists to kill us, to round us up? And it is that serious. When you see an Alex Jones be debanked, be deplatformed, be bankrupted by a court, by civil legal proceedings, when you see them taking Alex Jones down the way that they've tried to take him down, it's a herald of the times. It's a herald. The Roundup gang is coming. And it's gonna start right after the midterms. You have to understand. So the President Trump, this is what makes this assassination attempt so harrowing. It's like, how does that happen? How does that even happen? Better check your ranks. Better get the Eric Princes out there. You better fire up the black waters of the world and bring them in. Call them in. Let's get some other boys around. Let's get some boys down there. And check our ranks, because things aren't looking, you know, organized and orderly. The response was fine, okay, but how does he even get a gun in there? It's the most important president in the history of our 250-year-old nation, and you guys almost let some jerk-off run in there and shoot him? Are you kidding me? What in the world is going on? And I know people say, oh, it's staged, and you know what? Hey, then we have an even darker issue. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I'm just an American citizen watching things. And I said this, if they kill the president or his wife, we ride at dawn. No questions asked. No questions asked. You can agree with the president or not, but killing him is an extension of killing JFK, and we should have never let them get away with that, and we should never let them get away with it again. And you say, who's they? Well, I, you know what? We'll discuss that when the time comes. But if they kill another populist president, another president chosen by we the people, we ride at dawn. Or not, you know? But I know there'll be some people who are ready to ride, and I'll be riding with them. And I know there's some people going to sit in their living room and pretend like everything's just going to work itself out, You know what? At some point in time, how many signs does God have to send us? Let's just talk about it like that. How many signs, how many miracles does God have to send us? You not realize how close we were to nuclear war? You not realize that there was code sent? There was a false flag sent to the Russians, and had it not been for a Russian nuclear submariner who refused to press that button, that we would have seen a nuclear holocaust then? That's a miracle. It's a miracle that, and I may be getting the story wrong. Maybe I'm getting my details wrong. Maybe it's an American nuclear submarine. I'm not sure. I think it was Russian. But regardless, and then they'll clip that and go, oh, Russia, Russia. You know what? In what world, you know, there's this local state Minnesota Republican rep named Pat Garofalo. You won't know who he is. He's, a quintessential jerk-off cuck rhino. Pat Garofalo. I mean, these people are just so embarrassing. The other day he goes, Vladimir Putin sucks and the Russian men are lazy drunks. And I just think to myself, who do you think won World War II, dude? Who do you think it is that won World War II? It was the Russian people that won the European theater, that held the line there in the Bloodlands. What kind of comment is it to make that all Russian men are drunk and lazy? I don't even particularly like the Russians. I think their humor's pretty dark. They got a few great authors. Can't trust Vladimir Putin. And they're certainly palsies with China. Even if it's for their own survival, I don't care. I don't like the way they do business. But I'm not willing to say that all Russian people are drunk and lazy any more than I'm willing to say that all Chinese people are weak and subjugated, no more than I'm willing to say that all Americans are stupid. What a thing to say. When really, you're a jerk off. That's the truth of it. Bring Pat Garofalo up there in the studio if you can find his ex. Let's make him famous in the InfoWars audience. Everybody out there, go drop Pat Garofalo a piece of your mind. These cuck-servative rhinos in Minnesota, they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches everywhere. Every time I give a compelling speech and right when I think that the people of Minnesota understand the direness of the situation and we're going to have a rally point of America First and MAGA behind President Trump's leadership, every single time you get a Tom Emmer to pop his little peon head out of the Edina suburbs and undermine the whole deal. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. If it's not that, then there's, some sexual political gossip and innuendo. Oh, Royce, he hit his wife. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm a professional mixed martial artist. And the story in the Star Tribune says that the police were called to my home 11 times, which I don't even remember being the case. I probably wasn't there when they were called there. And it doesn't give you those details. There you go, Pat the cuck conservative Garofalo. Look at this weenie. If you people think these type of folks are going to save this republic, you are only fooling yourselves. Look at this man. Unbelievable. The police were called to my house 11 times over the course of several months. And I don't even remember it being the case. I remember a few times, but during those 11 police visits to my home, I wasn't arrested once. Now, you got to understand, in Minnesota, if there's any signs of physical contact, any sign, it could be a little scratch, a little raspberry. If there's, if the police show up to your house and you and your wife are screaming at each other and you're panting too hard, you're out of breath. The Minnesota state law says that the police have to take both parties who engage in physical fighting downtown. 11 times the police came to my home, not one arrest. Not a single arrest. Not even a report. Not even a police report of physical violence. What does that tell you? It tells you what we all know. When men and women get into arguments and fights in this country, one of the things that women like to do is either A, say that the man is a bad father. He's a deadbeat. He doesn't do well with his children. He's not good to them. He doesn't take them to enough places. He doesn't want to go to gay Disney World with them. Or they just outright use the police and the courts as a cudgel, the same way they're using them against Alex Jones, the same way E. Jean Carroll was given a civil award of $90 million or something with no evidence, just on the credibility of her testimony alone. How long are we going to play this game, Mr. President? You tell me. I'm with you. If you want to start arresting some of these judges or at least taking them off the benches, I'm with you, sir. Please, can we get to it? Right about yesterday, right about the time that these special operators, these experts of security, let a deranged dweeb with a gun into one of the most, every room he goes into is the most important room in the history of our 250-year-old nation. It's unbelievable. Can we start impeaching some of these judges anytime now? Anytime, we're ready. In Minnesota here, we're ready. Just federalize the state. We backed off the ICE thing. Why'd we back off? Why'd we back off the mass deportation so we could have the NRSC send us a Michelle Tafoya who's going to paper over amnesty and the Dignity Act? Here's the Dignity Act. 20-year moratorium for an appetizer. 15 million foreign invaders are getting deported for an appetizer. For starters. That's just the platter. Got a little chicken wings, little celery, little mozzarella, little couple potato skins, you know, some what's that I like? The artichoke dip with the chips. Got a little appetizer platter. 20 million foreign invaders and a 20-year moratorium for start. There's your Dignity Act. Where's the dignity for the American people? Where's our dignity? But, you know, maybe I'm radical. Maybe my destiny is that I'm unelectable. You know, I say things that are too extreme. They're not palatable for you know, your current American zeitgeist. Maybe I'm to be rounded up first and hauled off in a Hennepin County kangaroo court. The same one that let Somali fraudsters out just on the judge's discretion. Somali man convicted by a jury of his peers of committing fraud in this Feed Our Future scam, and the judge decides on a JNOV that she's just going to let this guy walk. Or I don't know if it was she or he, but that this judge is going to let this person walk on their own discretion. That's the type of, these are the type of courts that got me a 50-year OFP. And you think it's by accident that I'm getting a 50-year OFP while I'm running for United States Senate? You think it's happenstance? You think it's a coincidence? Are you really stupid enough to think that this liberal woman with the turquoise wing glasses, which is the universal surrender of LGBTQ woke politics, you really think that this has nothing to do with politics? You really think this has nothing to do with my Senate run? You think they don't know that I can unify white, black, and Hispanic Americans who believe in God and country? You think they don't know? They know exactly who I am, and they know exactly what I'm capable of, because they have people sitting around just game planning this thing out. That's why they sent, there's an entire, and again, I appeal to you, Mr. President, because I'm watching the forces coalesce. I'm watching the radical left and the Peggy Flanagans and Angie Craigs, who are only a degree separate from the Michelle Tafoyas. I'm watching the Tim Scotts and the NRSCs and the Tom Emmers and all his boys here locally on social media all kind of call us, you know, into a shooting gallery where there's a 75-25 majority of Democrats and leftists and uniparty rhinos who do not believe in the MAGA movement, the America First movement, because they don't believe in having a country. They're globalists. They're globalists, they're nihilists, they're sadomasochists, they're self-destructive. Bring up Dustin Gragey. Let's just make all these people famous here on the last Sunday night. I just want to show you what we're up against in the belly of the beast. Go ahead and bring up Dustin Gragey next. He's another cuckservative with a switch in his walk. I mean, these men, they don't even walk upright. They don't even stand upright. How can we follow? How can we even consider following these people? I can't tell you how many people I see that I know follow this guy on social media. I'm like, the man said Russia shot first. And I've already made my opinions clear on Russia, but for God's sake, if you bring a gun and you set it outside, if you bring a claymore and you set it outside my front door, and there you go. There's Dustin Gragey, cuckservative. These guys don't even, and it's all Fox News. Anybody who they let come on Fox News regularly, you just got a question, just from the outset. It's like, what is this? A guy brings a claymore and sets it outside my house. What do I have to wait for the claymore to go off? Well, I have to wait for, you know, a guy has a gun. He comes in front of my house. He's yelling, you know, obscene things in front of my house. He's clutching his gun. He's got his hand in his waistband. Do I have to wait for him to you know, take his gun out and point it downrange at me for me to defend myself? No. The American principle on the matter, the universal standard on the matter is, I don't have to wait for you to start to kill me to defend myself, Mr. President. You don't have to wait for them to kill you or to you know, ruin this country to start to defend yourself or it. Let's just go first. Let's just be first in basketball and in professional sports and sports all the way down to the young folks. I just coached a 15U team this weekend over the phone because, you know, the OFP didn't allow me to be at the high school, my alma mater, where my team ended up playing by chance. I mean, you know, what are the odds? We go 4-0 anyway because my young men are coached properly. They're tough. They're gritty. And they didn't have a good weekend, but they persevered because they're tough. Because their parents let me coach them tough, like the Bob Hurleys of yesteryear, of yestergeneration, when this country had some resemblance of greatness, when we let good coaches toughen up young men for the perils that they face in society. Now we've lost that. Now everybody does participation medals, and you have to make all the players feel good. Okay. Point being is, in sports, you have to be prepared. You have to be ready first. It's a dead ball on the sideline. It's a jump ball just at the tip. You're in warm-ups. Whatever the case may be, the guy who's ready first usually wins. He usually gets there. He usually gets the 50-50 play. He's usually the first one on the ground. And the first guy on the ground for the loose ball who dives and slides and comes up with that loose ball, it gives momentum to his team. His team is usually the one that ends up winning the game, the team that gets the most 50-50 plays. We're in a 50-50 situation here, Mr. President, and all you other American Patriots. This is a genuine 50-50. Not that it's a 50-50 split. It's a 50-50 ball, and we're one of four people. There are three people around us from the other team. We're the only group who actually believes in God and country, and we have to find a way to dive and come up with that ball first. Alex Jones did his job. He set the stage. He was willing to sacrifice his reputation to say things that we all needed to hear. Maybe we didn't even know we needed to hear until he said them. And that's the legacy of InfoWars. That's the legacy of the great Alex Jones. No matter what they do to him, they can bankrupt him, they could kill him. His legacy will live on because he has courage, because he has sacred honor. Sacred honor doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. It means you don't give up. Thank you to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars crew for allowing me to co-host here on Sundays and all the times I've been on InfoWars in the past. It's a great pleasure. It's a great honor. We wear it as a badge of honor. I wear it as a badge of honor, one of the great joys of my life. God bless America. Godspeed. Get ready because the fight's coming to a theater near you, to a neighborhood near you. That's it for me. Signing off. Last Sunday on InfoWars. God bless you all. Godspeed.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.